this isn't an insanely beautiful woman I'm hanging out.
Sir, I think you should listen to this. Sir? Sir?
Come on, baby.
This better not be another damn Russian spy job.
Boys from air traffic res say the skies are clear.
It's the real thing. A radio signal from another world.
Let's not jump the gun here. Get online with Space Command. They're going to want to know about...
What's with the golf ball? You're going to kill me here.
Wait. This can't be right. The calculated distance from source is only 375,000 kilometers. It's coming from the moon.
Who else knows about this?
SETI in New Mexico identified a signal, but they're even more confused than we are, sir. Excuse me. Major?
Yes, sir.
Radar reception has been impaired, but we were able to get these.
And we estimate that it has a diameter of over 550 kilometers and a mass roughly one-fourth the size of our moon.
What the hell is it? A meteor?
No, sir.
No, definitely not.
How do you know?
Well, sir, it's slowing down.
It's what?
It's slowing down, sir.
Get me the Secretary of Defense. Then wake him! Hello.
Hi, it's me.
Hi. What time is it there?
It's 2:45 in the morning. I know I didn't wake you.
As a matter of fact, you did.
Liar.
I have a confession to make. I'm sleeping next to a beautiful young brunette.
You didn't understand while I'm watching TV. Did you?
Of course not. You're going to come home right after lunch.
Yes.
Mommy? Here's your mother.
Hi, honey.
I miss you.
I know.
President Whitmore's approval ratings have slipped below 40%. Even his crime bill failed to pass. Are the salad days over for President Whitmore? More time.
Leadership as a pilot in the Gulf War is completely different from leadership in politics.
Daddy, let me watch Letterman.
Traitor.
That's the problem. They elected a warrior and they got a wimp.
Good morning, George.
Morning, Mr. President.
That game couldn't have been pretty.
Thank you, sir.
Connie, you're up awfully early this morning.
They're not attacking your policies. They're attacking your age. Whitmore seems less like the president and more like the orphan child Oliver asking, please, sir, I'd like some more.
That's clever.
Sure, well, I'm not laughing. Age was never an issue when you stuck to your guns. You were thought of as young, idealistic.
Thanks.
Now, the message has gotten lost. It's just too much politics. It's too much compromise.
Isn't it amazing how quickly everyone can turn against you? Fine line between standing behind a principle and hiding behind one. You can tolerate a little compromise if you're actually managing to get something accomplished.
Well, the Orange County Dispatch has voted you one of the 10 sexiest men of the year.
That's accomplishing something.
Excuse me, Mr. President. This is Secretary of Defense.
So what are you waiting?
My Social Security will expire. You'll still be sitting there.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, think already.
Have you any idea how long it takes for those cups to decompose?
If you don't move soon, I'm going to start to decompose. Listen, David, I've been meaning to talk with you. It's nice that you see me so much now, but...
Don't start, David.
I'm only saying it's been, what, 4 years? You're still wearing a wedding band?
3 years.
All right, 3, 4, you're divorced. Come on, move on. This is not healthy.
No, this is not healthy. Smoking is not healthy. Check me.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is not checkmate.
See you tomorrow.
No, just hold on. This is not checkmate.
Guess we've got everybody we have working on the problem.
We are doing every...
Yeah. I love X-Files, too. I hope you get to see it.
David, what the hell is going to happen to me if you're not going to turn it on?
It was turned on. I was ignoring you. Hello. What's the big emergency?
It started this morning. Every station's making like it's the 1950s. We got static. We got snow. All kinds of distortions. Nobody knows...
What the hell are you doing? There's a reason we have bins labeled recycle. What the hell is going on? My God in heaven.
So sue me, David. You got a problem.
Did you try to switch transponder channels?
Oh, please. You think I'd be this panicked if it was something simple?
Okay, let's point the dish at another sandwich.
We tried that. It didn't work. It's almost as though they weren't even there.
All right, get out of there. It's impossible.
We created a race of robots. Their function is...
Yo, the signal's all screwed up.
Stop it!
Just leave it alone. You're breaking, all right?
I'm so fuzzy.
Good morning, Lucas.
You see these? I got a whole goddamn crop full of these. Your father's not in the air in 20 minutes. I'm getting someone else. Field, you idiot. Lucas's farm's on the other side of town.
Are you sure?
Ya lo siento otra vez.
Tell them to run with it if they want to embarrass themselves.
NASA's been up my butt all morning. They want to know our position.
Our official position is we have no official position.
Honey, let's go away.
All right, come on, guys. Would I keep you out of the loop, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Something
what?
New?
Come I back and give us the information. You.
At the moment, our satellites are somewhat unreliable. Isn't it possible that this thing may just pass us by?
What if it doesn't pass us by? Let's retarget some ICBMs to blow it out of the sky.
And risk turning one dangerous falling object into many.
We don't yet know enough about what we're dealing with to make any kind of intelligent judgments.
Luckily, the press is making up their own story at this point. But that's not going to keep.
We may need to upgrade to DEFCON 3.
Absolutely. General, contact NORAD. You tell them we've upgraded to DEFCON 3.
It's not what the president said.
We're days away from the 4th of July.
We have over 50% of the armed forces out on weekend leave, not to mention the commanders and troops that are in town for the 4th of July parade.
Go ahead.
Our intelligence tells us the object has settled into a stationary orbit.
Well, that's good news.
Not really, sir. Part of it is broken off into nearly three dozen other pieces. Smaller than the whole, sir. Yet over 15 miles in width themselves.
Where are they heading?
They should be entering our atmosphere within the next 25 minutes.
All right, what's the bad news?
The bad news is that you're a meal penalty for disturbing my lunch.
And the good news is you're not going to charge me.
No, the good news is that I found the problem. It's not our equipment. There's some kind of weird signal embedded in the satellite feed.
Wait, that's the good news?
Yeah, because the signal has a definite sequential pattern. So as soon as I find the exact binary sequence, then I calculate the phase reversal with that analyzer I built you for your birthday and apply it, we should be able to block it out completely.
And then we'll be the only guys in town with a clear picture. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, David, that's why I love you.
Right,
you
no, are. It's not necessary.
Yes, yes.
Too kind.
Our blackout over a 13-kilometer area.
Let's do a diagnostic check.
Excuse me, sir. The radar may be malfunctioning, but the infrared is totally off the map.
Get me Atlantic Command on the line.
Hang on, sir.
Sir, we have visual range with incoming over Iraqi airspace.
Second sighting?
Yes, sir. This just came in from the Persian Gulf.
Correction, sir.
We now have two confirmed visual contacts.
That's affirmative. Mr. President, they're tracking another one off the California coastline.
All right, go ahead. Put it on. General, you might want to watch this.
Yes, sir. I got it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are interrupting our regular broadcast to bring you extraordinary events taking place in the Russian Republic.
This unexplained disturbance and the hysteria that it's causing are incredible.
How would you describe what you are seeing?
It is clearing the mountains, moving too slowly to be a comet or meteor. Widespread panic has gripped the countryside as thousands have taken to the streets.
It is confirmed. The unexplained phenomenon is headed for Moscow.
Mr. President, we have an AWACS off the West Coast. ETA with contact point 3 minutes.
I don't understand it, sir. Side radar doesn't see it.
Correct.
I know, it's blind, sir. Nothing is registering.
Negative, we have zero visibility. Visibility is at zero.
This is Eagle Eye 370.
Captain, the President is listening. Repeat what you just told me.
Line's gone, sir. Two more have been spotted over the Atlantic. One's moving toward New York, the other's headed this direction.
How much time do we have?
Less than 10 minutes.
Alex, organize a military escort to
President, I strongly recommend we move you to a secure location immediately.
Connie, can we expect the same kind of panic we saw in Russia?
More than likely.
Mr. President, we can discuss this on the way.
I'm not leaving.
We have to maintain a working government.
I want you to get the Vice President, the whole cabinet, and the Joint Chiefs, and take them to a secured location.
I'm staying.
I don't want to add to a public hysteria that's going to cost lives. Connie.
Yes, sir.
You'll initiate the emergency broadcast system. You'll advise people not to panic. The best idea right now is to stay in their homes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Roy, Dean.
And Alex, contact the cabinet members. Have them rendezvous here. We'll take them to NORAD.
Well, contact the vice president.
President, with your permission, I'd like to remain at your side.
I had a feeling you would.
And what happens if they do become hostile?
And God help us.
And I'm Robin Wass. There it is, the strange atmospheric phenomenon. It is apparently what has been causing all the distortions in our broadcast.
David, are you watching this?
Not to react in a manner of fear. No evidence these phenomena are endangering anyone. Thus far, reports of aggression.
One. Marty, listen to this. I got a lock on the pattern of that signal, and so we can filter it out. But my calculations are right. It's going to be gone in like 7 hours anyway. It's reducing itself every time it recycles, so eventually it's going to disappear. You listening?
Can you believe this? David, haven't you been watching? David!
General, good afternoon. So far, the phenomenon has not caused any damage. We have to ask you to try to stay calm, and it's important for everyone not to panic.
We have a fix on three of the occurrences about to appear
That's
over
just
American
unreal.
Cities.
Hey, Miguel, come
One
here.
Is headed towards Los Angeles. The other two are on our eastern seaboard, headed towards New York and Washington, D.C.
Marty.
Any questions?
Jamie says this building has an old bomb shelter. We're heading down there now.
All right, everybody, head down to the basement. Take it slow, don't run. Walk down to the basement. There's no shame in hiding. Oh, I better call my mother.
Well, look who we have here.
Hey, Russ, I heard you had a little trouble this morning. Dusted the wrong field.
Well, I know you're probably still a little confused from your hostage experience.
Hostage experience? Did something happen to you, Russ?
Oh, yeah. Seems years back, our boy here was kidnapped by aliens, did all kind of experiments on him and such. Tell him about it, Russ. Get a couple beers in him to tell you all about it. Crazy stuff. Don't you, Russ?
Russ, when they took you up in their spaceship, did they do any sexual things to you
at all? You recollect?
What's going on?
Hey, come on.
He's just trying to impress you.
If you want to impress me, you need to get a job. Stop slobbing all over my shoe.
Jasmine, neighbors moving out. Guess they finally got tired of all these quakes.
A little shaking, they running.
Police and fire departments are asking everyone to stay off the phone.
Hey, babe, there's something on the news about the quake.
What's up, man? What you been doing out there?
Shooting aliens.
Oh, you shooting aliens, right? Oh, you think you're tough, huh? All right, what you got? Turn around. Come on, let me see.
Come on. What's in there?
We'll go grab the paper.
All right.
Ships have just arrived over the capitals of India, England, and Germany, bringing estimates up to anywhere from 10 to 15 of these city-sized spacecraft.
I know, Ma. Just try and stay calm.
Tell her to pack up and leave town.
Why? What happened?
Just do it!
Oh, Ma, listen. Oh, get yourself together and head for NSS. Don't argue with me. Just go! David, why did I just send my mother to Atlanta? David!
You hear me tell you that the signal hidden in the satellite feed is slowly recycling down to extinction?
Not really.
Countdown.
A countdown. Wait, a countdown to what, David?
It's like in chess. First, you strategically position your pieces. Then when the timing's right, you strike. See? They're positioning themselves all over the world, using this one signal to synchronize their efforts in approximately 6 hours. The signal's going to disappear and the countdown's going to be over.
And then what?
Checkmate.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I got to call my brother. I better call my housekeeper. I got to call my lawyer. Forget my lawyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good afternoon. My fellow Americans, a historic and unprecedented event has occurred. The question of whether or not we're alone in the universe has been answered. Although it's understandable that many of us feel a sense of hesitation or even fear, we must attempt to reserve judgment.
He says he's your husband.
Going all over the world, caused undue injury and loss of life. This is not how
what do you want?
You gotta leave the White House.
I think it's time for the place to be having that same old discussion.
You don't understand. You gotta leave Washington.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, we are having a little bit of a crisis here.
Harry, they're communicating with a hidden signal. They're gonna attack.
You are just being paranoid.
It's not paranoia. The embedding's very subtle. It's probably been overlooked. If...
Today, totally inconceivable. These are unseen but exciting times.
Mark, what are you doing? Get out of town as soon as you can, please.
Okay. Staff and I will remain in the White House as we attempt to establish communication. If you feel compelled to leave these cities, please do so in an orderly fashion.
Has caused over 10,000 fender benders in just a few seconds' time. But this is just the beginning.
Come on now. You can't go. You got to call them back.
I'm not going to do this with you, Jasmine. I've got to report to El Toro.
But you said you was on leave for the fort.
Yeah, well, they canceled it. Look, why are you acting like this?
Why? why.
Look, I really don't think they flew 90 billion light years to come down here and start a fight and get all rowdy. Look, why don't you just relax? I'm going to report to El Toro, find out what's going on.
Firecracker.
Hey, you be careful.
Wait, I want to tell you something.
What is it, Jasmine?
You take care of yourself, you hear?
Look, why don't you get some things packed and you and Dylan come stay with me on the base. And you will see that there is nothing to be scared of.
Really? You don't mind?
Well, I mean, I will have to let all my other girlfriends know that they can't come over, you know, and got to postpone a little.
There you go, there you go, thinking you all that. But you are not as charming as you think you are, sir.
Yes, I am.
Them big old dungarees.
Shoot them chicken legs.
The television said he started the looting already, hadn't he? Vultures.
He still has a Plymouth?
You want to borrow the car? David, you don't have a license.
You're driving.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Come on.
I really want you out of Los Angeles.
You're staying there to keep people calm. It's the right thing to do. I'm not going to let them criticize you for it.
I appreciate it. You're trying to help me.
Liar. Stick to the truth. That's what you're good at.
All right. I'll tell you the truth. I don't want you in any one of those cities.
I'll leave as soon as the interviews are done.
All right. There's a helicopter waiting. They're going to take you to Nellis.
Hello, Munchkin.
She's going to meet you there.
All right. I love you.
Just how to I love you. To our
visitors. Bye.
Communication attempts in 30 languages Bye. On all common frequencies have failed. A brain trust of intellectual...
It's the White House, for crying out loud. You can't just drive up and ring a bell.
Can't this thing go any faster?
Well, you think they don't know what you know? They know, believe me, they know. She works for the president. They know everything.
They don't know this.
Oh. You're going to educate them, huh? Yeah, so tell me something. Are you so smart? How come you spent 8 years in MIT to become a cable repairman? All I'm saying is they got people who handle these things, David. They want HBO, they'll call you. Look at these people. Look. Huh?
Vultures.
They take and then they go.
They're going faster than we are. Look at this. Well, we're in the fast lane.
I can't go faster. They're cutting me off here.
No one's cutting you off. We're going to get a ticket.
You're getting in front of me. I can't go any faster.
All right. I don't want to argue. Shh. Let's just get there. As quickly as
What's
possible.
What's the rush, huh? You think we'll get to Washington and won't be there?
A local prop duster was arrested today as he papered City Hall with leaflets from the air.
Yeah, everybody's
you
leaving.
You want to summon your time? You want to make a statement?
Stop them! I was kidnapped by space aliens 10 years ago! They did all kinds of experiments on me! They've been studying us for years, finding out our weaknesses! We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
Now, some people attribute his eccentric behavior to post-traumatic stress syndrome from his service as a pilot in Vietnam. Others, however, have a more unusual theory. How would you describe Mr. Case?
Keep himself private, quiet.
Real quiet. When they took him up in the spaceship, the aliens abused him sexually.
Mr. Case is in the county lockup this evening. However,
pack up. We're leaving.
Extenuating circumstances. He may be released later tonight. Kim Peters.
Miguel, what about Dad?
This could be our last night on Earth. You don't want to die a virgin, do you?
Come on, we're going.
No, I'm not going anywhere. Miguel! Stop it!
Thanks a lot, partner! You read my mind!
Stay here.
We gotta get as far away from these things as we can!
Let you out?
You're damn right.
They got bigger fish to fry now, believe you me. Come on, boy.
We're leaving without you. We're going to live with Uncle Hector in Tucson.
Hector? Like hell you are. I'm still your father.
No, you're not. You're just the man who married my mother. Nothing to me.
Oh. Oh. Well, what about Troy?
Troy?
Yeah.
For once in your life, why don't you think about what's best for him? Just who in the hell has to beg for money to buy him medicine when you screw up, huh? Who? Who?
You stop it right now! I'm not a baby anymore! And I don't want your stupid medicine because I'm so sick of meds.
Stellar War. Please.
Think we can find something better to do with our time, gentlemen?
Where you been, Stevie?
Man, this is unbelievable. This is like huge. They be called everybody.
Oh, well, looks like the mail's still working. Oh. You want to do the honors for me, man?
You're a wuss.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up. Read it.
It says, Captain Stephen Hiller.
Loser.
Yeah. United States Marine Corps, blah, 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 blah.
We regret to inform you that despite your excellent record of service.
I'm sorry, man. You know what you need to do? You need to, like, kiss some serious booty to get ahead in this world, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, I like the one-knee approach because it puts the booty, like, right in front of the lip. What's this?
Oh, that's nothing.
Hold on. Oh, man, what is this?
Jasmine kind of has a thing for dolphins. I don't know.
Stevie. This is a wedding ring. I thought you said you were going to break the whole thing off.
Yes.
Man, you know I really like Jasmine. You know that, right? Man, you're never going to get to fly the space shuttle if you marry a stripper.
Please.
Oh, hey! I made it before I came in tonight.
Check it out.
Now, I know you're not thinking about joining those idiots.
Oh, I'm going over there as soon as I get off. You want to come?
Tiffany, listen to me a sec. I've got a really bad feeling about this. I don't want you to go.
Oh, like the really bad feeling you got when I went to Las Vegas?
Yeah, and I was right. You didn't get the job and you lost all your money gambling.
Yeah, but I wasn't in L.A. for the earthquake.
Tiff, I really don't want you to go up there. Now, promise me you won't.
Oh.
Come on, girl. Promise me.
I promise.
Okay. Look, I'm gone. I'm out of town for a while. Later.
Bye.
Hey, there's my angel. Come on. Come on, Boomer. Let's go, y'all.
Hey, come on. Talk to your boyfriend later. Hey, what the hell's the kid doing here? Huh? Get out of here.
You try finding a sitter today.
Hey, where do you think you're going? You leave.
Communication. What the hell is that?
Pops, this is every phone book in America.
You think an important person like Constance will be listed?
She always keeps her portable phone listed for emergencies. Sometimes it's just her first initial. Sometimes it's her nickname. Sometimes it's just her...
Oh, my God!
Hey, slow down!
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 Down! Down!
Funky. College nickname.
Ah, cute. You tried Levinson?
No, she didn't take my name when we were married. Why would she? What are you talking about?
Try it.
Here, look.
So? You want to ring the bell, or should I?
Oh, perfect. She's using it.
Quite. It's busy.
Yeah, I can use her signal to triangulate her exact position in the White House.
You can do that?
Yeah. All capable repairmen can, Pops.
The visitors have arrived, but the president remains at the White House. Question. Are Mr. Whitmore's actions A, ultra brave, or B, foolhardy?
Right. The answer is A.
Don't hang up, sir.
David, how did you get this number?
Do me a favor. Walk to the window.
And I'm looking for what?
You'll see. Over here. See it?
How does he do that?
The most important one is going to be live, man.
With the visitors, Pentagon officials have retrofit the Stylus helicopter with a type of visual communications device.
President.
Now, this is not a military aircraft, but as you can see...
Yeah, we know. We're just commencing liftoff.
And we hit it with these enormous light panels that are attached to the hull and onto the side.
Number one, welcome wagon is in the air.
I repeat, welcome wagon is in the air.
Roger, welcome wagon. Echo one, right beside you.
This is something I would never believe in my lifetime that I would be in the White House. Look at this. If I knew I was going to meet the president, I would have worn a tie. I mean, look at me. I look like a schlemiel.
You look fine.
Oh, my God.
David, I don't know how happy he's going to be to see you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm telling you, we're wasting time. He's not going to listen to me. We should go.
Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he listen?
Because last time I saw him, we got into a fight.
You walked in the room and punched him in the head.
You punched the president?
No, he wasn't the president then. I punched him. He fought back. We wrestled around. It was a fight.
A fight that you started. Because David thought that I was having an affair.
With the president?
Which, no. Of course, I wasn't.
Hey, you know, either go get him or we should head back to the car.
All right, I'll get him. You wait here and don't touch anything.
You punched the president? You know what famous people have been here?
Yes, Dad.
Politicians, actors, baseball players, singers. And now me.
Imagine that. Look, a poor immigrant like me. It's a dream.
Three choppers are steadily approaching what has been unanimously agreed to be the front of these spaceships. A parabolic indentation, nine cities.
You're leaving now?
Hey, see if you've got those pens that they give away.
Dad, what?
You just don't have a choice. Okay. I don't have time for this.
2 minutes.
Connie,
Tom.
Mrs. President. Julius Levinson. David is my
son. I told you wouldn't listen to me.
No, you have to tell him.
Are you ready?
David, you have to tell him. David, tell him.
I know why we have satellite disruption.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Let's say that you wanted to coordinate with spaceships on different sides of the Earth. Couldn't send a direct signal, right?
You're talking about line of sight.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. The curve of the Earth prevents it. You'd need satellites to relay that signal in order to reach each ship. Well, I found a signal hidden inside our own satellite system.
Excuse me, Mr. Preston. They're starting.
They're using our own satellites against us. The clock is ticking.
Bringing it into hover.
Welcome, wagon. Echo 1. Approaching alien ship.
Initiating communication sequence, Echo 1. Welcome, wagon. Has commenced.
General Gray, coordinate with the Atlantic Command. Tell them to evacuate as many people out of the cities as they can.
Yes, sir.
Get those helicopters away from the ship. Call them back immediately.
What the hell's going on?
We're leaving. Kim, my daughter.
There's something happening here.
They're responding.
Something's opening.
Something is happening.
It looks like there's some kind of activity here. This may be some type of response, Echo 1.
We see it too. Can't identify it.
are evacuating. I repeat, we are evacuating the White House.
Well, the rest of the staff in the second helicopter.
Is my wife in the air?
She will be shortly.
Nice, very nice.
Okay, keep it up. Excellent work.
We have our own phone.
Yeah.
The President's order on the evacuation. We have to leave now.
And our prayers go out for the wives and children of those brave pilots. Indeed, God help us all.
The visitors responded with terrifying.
Authorities have called for a complete evacuation of Los Angeles County. People are advised to avoid the highways wherever possible.
Oh, yeah, great. Now he tells me.
Secured. We're on the move.
reports are unclear as to the extent of the devastation, but from all accounts, Los Angeles, Washington, and New York have been left in ruins.
I've been saying it. I've been saying it for 10 damn years. Ain't I been saying it, Miguel? Huh? I've been saying it.
Man, I'm sick. I don't feel good. Pull it over, man.
We're going to be all right, Troy. Don't
worry. Leave me alone, man. I got it.
Miguel!
Look at all that.
Evacuated cities hours ago. That's the advantage of being a fighter pilot. In the Gulf War, we knew what we had to do. It's just that simple anymore. A lot of people died today. And many didn't have to. Any news on my wife yet?
The helicopter never made it to Ellis. No radio contact.
Be the first wave in our counterattack. Our target is to the north, centered above what remains of downtown Los Angeles. Our Black Knight squadron.
You scared, man?
Nope. Fighters from 29 Palms.
You?
Satellite recon is reliable. We'll fix on our target positions. Will be confirmed.
Hold me.
From the ground.
Hey, pay attention.
Something you want to add to this briefing, Captain Hiller?
No, sir. Just a little anxious to get up there and whoop E.T.'s ass, that's all.
Right on. You get your chance. You'll all get your chance. Good hunting. Dismissed. Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
All right, come to us. Bring it on, sir.
Let's bring it on. Bring that bad boy on, Cap.
You loose?
Yes, sir. Got your victory dance?
Well, I got it right here. Yeah.
Hey, don't get premature on me, soldier. We don't light up till the fat lady sings.
I'm all ears, brother.
You're the man!
All right, gentlemen, we're on.
General, it's NORAD.
General Gray here.
Al?
All satellite, microwave, and ground communications with the cities are down.
All systems gone.
Our intelligence, we believe we're looking at a total loss.
How about our boys? Where are they? ETA to target. 4 minutes.
I shouldn't have left her.
Don't worry about it, big man. I'm sure she got out of here before it happened.
Or, as the good reverend would say, why we on this particular mission, we'll never know. But I do know, here today, that the Black Knights will emerge victorious once again.
Amen, man.
Amen, reverend.
Amen.
Roger that. Los Angeles attack squadron has AMRAAM missiles locked on target.
Washington, New York squadron is reporting lock on.
Fire at will.
Fire at will.
Fire at will.
Knights, we are red and free. Knight one, fox three. Knight three, fox three. Knight seven, fox three.
Missiles have been fired.
Getting through?
No, sir, not one.
Command, Knight One, Command, Knight One. Switching to Sidewinder, moving in. Knight Three, left 50, Knights, reference 120. Knight 7, 120. Knight One, sweet luck, control, Fox Two, Knight 7, Fox Two. They must have some kind of protective shield over that hull. Knight, pull up, pull up!
Knight 3, pull up!
Crews have shown complete failure in the stern!
Pull up!
Blow through, blow through!
So many of them!
You got another one, sir.
No, you did not shoot that green shit at me.
I got you covered, Big Daddy.
Damn, they got shields too.
Sir, two more just went down. They're dropping like flies.
We're losing them. All right, get them out of here.
All right, squadron leaders, retreat to fallback position. Support mission. Support mission right away. You guys.
All right, I think we're going to have to make a run for this one here. Let's get low. Let's get fast. I got you, Big Daddy. Let's
get them.
Watch the deck.
Squadron leader, you lead a port mark.
This isn't happening fast enough.
Get him out of there!
What's the monitor? Where's the picture?
We left the satellite.
We got 2 on our 6, Jimmy Shadow. Roger.
Come on.
Move. Throw me like wet on rice, Big Daddy.
All right, Jimmy, they ain't got nothing for us. Let's push it. We gotta go. Gotta go.
I can't shake him.
Yes, you can. Just the way I showed you. Let's go.
Check me out, Stevie. I'm gonna try something.
Man, I don't do nothing stupid over there.
You know me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jimmy, what are you doing? You can't make it that speed.
Jimmy, he's closing on you.
Put your mask back on. That's an order, Marine.
I can't breathe.
Jimmy!
No! Affirmative. We have incoming.
Let me have it, son.
You got it.
Friendly? Sergeant?
I don't think so.
Come again! going undercover.
Hope you got an airbag.
That's what I call a close encounter.
Baby, stay right here. Stay right here with me.
Like your mother, you know that? She was stubborn, too. And to twist her arm to get her to take her medicine. You're gonna be all right.
You're gonna be fine.
You see, Troy, you're feeling better already.
I couldn't find anything. Everyone's packing up, they're leaving. So there's a spaceship heading this way.
We better leave, too, then.
Penicillin. At least it'll help keep his fever down.
Thank you. It's really nice of you to help us.
I wish I could do more, but we're moving out.
I'm going with you. I mean that we're going too.
Cool.
Now that punk has shut the door. We're out of here. Sniff around somewhere else.
Bye.
It's Air Force One for crying out loud. Still he gets sick.
Oh, boy. Feels like a...
Look at me, huh? Like a rock. Could be bad weather, could be good weather. It doesn't matter. We could go up, we can go down, we can go back, we can go forward, we can go side to side. Huh?
What'd I say?
He still gets air sick, huh?
Yeah.
Julius, with all of this, I didn't get a chance to thank you, too.
All he can think of was getting to you. There's still love there, I think.
Love was never a problem.
All you need is love. John Lennon, smart man, shot in the back, very sad.
We've moved as many of our forces away from our bases as possible, but we've already sustained heavy losses.
I spoke with the Joint Chiefs when they arrived at Norad. They agree we must launch a counteroffensive with a full nuclear strike.
Over American soil. You're saying at this point we should sacrifice more innocent American civilians. Is that right?
Sir, if we don't strike soon, there may not be much of an America left to defend.
Sir,
they've taken out NORAD.
What?
It's gone, sir.
My God. The Vice President, Joint Chiefs.
Mr. President, we must launch. A delay now would be more costly than when you waited to evacuate the cities.
No, you're not going to launch nuclear weapons. You're going to kill them and us at the same time. If we fire nukes and everybody else who's got them,
you know what that means? Fallout.
Your nuclear winter, it's the end of life as we know it. Do you hear what they're talking about? Don't even think about it. I don't have to go. It can't be allowed.
Shut up, Captain. Get him out of here.
Hey, don't tell him to shut up. You'll all be dead now if it wasn't my David. None of you did anything to prevent this.
There was nothing we could do. We were totally unprepared for this.
Ah! Don't give me unprepared.
Come on, Julie.
It was what, in the 1950s or whatever, you had that spaceship?
Dad, no, Dad.
That thing that you found in New Mexico.
Dad.
What was it?
Not the spaceship.
Was that Roswell? Roswell, New Mexico, yeah. No, you had the spaceship, and you had the bodies. They were all locked up in a bunker. Where was that? David.
I don't know.
Area 51, right? Area 51. You knew then. And you did nothing.
Sir, regardless of what you may have read in the tabloids, there have never been any spacecraft recovered by our government. Take my word for it. There's no Area 51. There's no recovered spaceship.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. President. That's not entirely accurate. What? Which part?
Hold on, everybody! Hold on! Sorry.
His word, and the end has come.
Hop on, we're heading out to El Toro.
You cannot defy what has come. It is the end.
To be my weekend off. But no. You got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute.
You gotta come down here with an attitude, acting all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
I could have been at a barbecue!
But I ain't mad. It's all right. That is all right. Overhead, I saw a base not too far from here.
It ain't on the map.
Trust me, it's there.
Welcome to Area 51. Please follow me.
About 24 floors beneath the surface, and here's our main research facility.
Let's see it.
I'm sorry, sir. It's a clean room. I have to keep it static free. If we'll all go to decontamination.
Open the door.
Yes, sir.
Why the hell wasn't I told about this place?
Two words, Mr. President. Plausible deniability.
I don't understand. Where does all this come from? How do you get funding for something like this?
Well, you don't actually think they spend $20,000 on a hammer, $30,000 on a toilet seat, do you?
Mr. President, this is Dr. Oaken. He's been heading up the research department on this project the last 15 years.
Yeah. Mr. President. Wow. What a pleasure. As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
I can understand that.
Well, I guess you'd like to see the big tamale, huh? Follow me. As you can see from the repairs, we've been trying to put her back together since the late 1960s.
Don't tell me you've had this for 40 years and you don't know anything about him.
Oh, hell no. No. We know tons about him. But the neatest stuff has only happened in the last few days. See, we can't duplicate their type of power, so we've never been able to experiment. But since these guys started showing up, all the little gizmos inside turned on. The last 24 hours have been really exciting.
Exciting? People are dying out there. I don't think exciting is a word I'd choose to describe it.
You guys are hoping to fly this thing, huh?
You said you can repair their technology. Can you tell us anything useful about them?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not all that dissimilar from us. Breathes oxygen, comparable tolerances to heat, cold. Probably why they're interested in our planet. Hey. You guys want to see him? Huh? This is the vault. Or as some of us have come to call it, the freak show. Sort of biomechanical suits. But once we got them off, we learned a great deal about their anatomy. Eyes, ears, no vocal cords. We're assuming they communicate with each other through some other means.
You're obviously not thinking about hand signals and body language.
And it's some kind of extrasensory perception, telepathy.
So, it's an organic life form. Can they be killed?
No. Their bodies are just as frail as ours. And these two died in the crash. This one a few weeks later. He just
You have to get through their technology, which is, I'm sorry to say, far more advanced.
David, you unlock part of that technology. You crack the code.
Oh, no, no, all I did was stumble out of their signal. I don't know how helpful I can be.
Why don't you show them what you've discovered so far? Figure out what they haven't thought of yet. And we'll see if you're as smart as we all hope you are.
What code?
It's a restricted area. I can't let you pass without clearance.
Okay. Come here. You want to see my clearance? Maybe I'll just leave this here with you.
Let him pass. Let him pass.
Get the hell out of the way.
Did you see that?
Come on down.
No.
Watch your step.
Hiya.
Yeah. Well, obviously, this cockpit was designed to seat three, so how they sat on...
Pass. Let him pass.
Get the hell out of the way. Did you see that? Come on down.
No.
Watch your step.
Hiya.
Yeah. Well, obviously, this cockpit was designed to seat three, so how they sat on... I don't know.
Just wait.
You see these gizmos flashing?
Yeah.
We've been working around the clock trying to get a fix on all this crap. Some stuff we figured out right away. This, we're pretty sure, is the life support system for the cabin. And this doohickey is connected to... Well, it was connected to the engine. Here, take that, Lena. These configurations... well, to be honest, we don't know what the hell this crap is. Yeah, but this is clearly what they use to guide and navigate their craft. Neat, huh?
Good. Somebody grab my laptop there. Dr. Isaacs, can I just have a computer inside there?
What?
See these patterns here? They're repeating sequentially, just like their countdown signal. They're using that frequency for computer communications.
Huh?
See? That's how they're coordinating their ships.
Huh. You know, you're really starting to make us look bad. They got one! They got one alive!
They got one alive.
Jesus. You'll be okay by yourself, Dave?
Fine, bro.
Yeah. Don't touch anything.
Les always telling me not to touch it.
You know, sir, Captain Stephen Hiller, United States Marine Corps. Guess who's coming to dinner?
I need a doctor! I need a doctor!
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. How long has he been unconscious?
About 3 hours.
Let's get him into containment. Stop.
My son, he's very sick. He needs immediate attention. He's drying out. I want him sprayed out with saline.
He has a problem with his adrenal cortex. Please!
Oh. You don't do something about it right now. My son will die. Hey, just help him.
Okay. Well, Haver, Miller, you come with us. You take us to him, okay? Let's go.
Move it.
As a former head of the CIA, you knew about this place. When were you planning on informing the rest of us?
It had been deemed classified.
You should have told us about this when they first arrived. You should have warned us before we launched a counterattack that cost the lives of hundreds of American pilots.
There was no way that we could have known that our fighters would have been that ineffective against their attackers. Mr. President.
The little bit of information we have comes directly into this room, Mr. President.
Man of Chicago and Philadelphia. Destroyed.
We learned that NATO and Western Allied installations were the first to be taken out. Then we were hit. They knew exactly where and how to hit us.
And our forces?
We're down to 15%.
If you calculate the time it takes to destroy a city and move on, we're looking at the worldwide destruction of every major city in the next 36 hours.
We're being exterminated.
Mr. President, it's Captain Stephen Hiller.
Captain.
Mr. President.
Well done. Where is it now?
We have it isolated down in the containment lab, sir.
I'd like to go see it.
General, I'm really anxious to get back to El Toro.
Hasn't anyone told you? El Toro has been completely destroyed.
First time I used the subway.
Thank God for the metro rail.
You should last us a while. Don't move, I get for you. Stay still.
He's your son?
He's my angel.
Was his father stationed here?
No, he wasn't his father. But I was kind of hoping he wanted the job, though.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a dancer.
Ballet?
No. Exotic.
Oh. Sorry.
Don't be. I'm not. It's good money. Besides, my baby's worth it. Dylan, come here. I want you to meet the first lady.
Hi. I didn't know that you'd recognized me.
Well, I didn't want to say nothing. I voted for the other guy.
All right, life support monitors reporting.
So if we screw up, it's all on tape.
Okay. Come on. Let's get this biomechanical suit off.
Put the spreader right here, right along the ridge. Microprobe thingamajig goes right here. Pick there. Good. All right, now spread it very, very gently. Let me get in. Gentle, that's it. Run this right in. All right, okay. Let's proceed. Now comes the really icky part. Oh boy. This is one smelly, disgusting. Oh, look at it. It doesn't look alive, does it? The arm is moving.
Come on.
Dr. Okun!
Open the door. Get him out of there.
No, wait. Civilization. After they've consumed every natural resource, they move on. And we're next. Newcomb. The Snook, the bastards.
Take it, you've heard.
Hey, toast. To the end of the world.
Well, he didn't come to this decision lightly. He didn't have any other choice.
Yeah. Well, I still believe in him.
Yeah. Well, he's a good man.
Well, he better be. You left me for him. Or, you know, for your career.
See, now, it wasn't just my career. It was the biggest opportunity of my life. I wanted my life to make a difference. I wanted my life to mean something.
Yeah. And I wasn't ambitious.
David, you could have done anything that you wanted. Research, development.
Oh, just... honey, I was happy where I was.
Haven't you ever wanted to be part of something special?
I was part of something special.
If it makes any difference, I never stopped loving you.
But that wasn't enough, was it?
Pick it up, we're all coming.
I got something I gotta handle. I'm just borrowing it.
No, you're not, sir.
You really want to shoot me? Just tell them I hit you.
Command, this is Retail Op. Squadron is in the air. We are on station and awaiting instructions.
Roger. Break formation. Hit the target.
Sir, they're breaking formation.
Mr. President, we're initiating sequence
verification.
Code.
Alpha, Zulu, 689.
Which city will be reached first?
Houston, Texas. ETA 6 minutes and counting down.
Houston. The major cities have been deserted. Civilian casualties should be down to a minimum.
Command, this is Neighborhood Watch. We are in position. Tracking monitors are locked on. We are going to visual recon.
Roger that, TCW.
We have confirmation.
Launch code confirmed. Alpha Zulu 689 standing by.
Laser targeting.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir. Do you wish to deploy?
Mr. President, if you wish to deploy, the time is now.
Mr. President, deploy.
That's a go. Alpha Zulu is
correct.
Deploy.
Here we go.
Birds away.
We have visual confirmation of the missile. It's on target. Approaching.
May our children forget us.
5 seconds in impact. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, we have to hit!
Can we confirm that the target was destroyed?
Get the tech commander online. I want confirmation that the target was destroyed.
Yes, sir. Red Arrow, Alpha 90723. Can you read? Repeat, Commander. You're breaking up.
We have long visual.
Roger that. We're looking for confirmation.
We got the bastards.
Yeah. Good job, everyone. Congratulations.
Commander, do you have visual? I repeat, we need visual confirmation. Has the target been destroyed?
Target remains. I repeat, target remains.
Call the other planes back.
Well, other bombers might have more luck, sir. We shouldn't just give up on this!
I said call them back.
Abort.
All right, abort mission. Issue the abort codes right away. This is an abort, full abort. Do you read? Abort mission right away. Time to end.
Put it down.
Hey, there she is.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
want to get.
Your wife is bleeding internally, Mr. Wilson. Perhaps if we got to her earlier.
Wait a minute, what are you saying?
We can't stop the bleeding. If we could. There's nothing we can do for her.
We were worried. We didn't know where you were.
You got bigger, I think. You just keep growing and growing. I'm so sorry that I didn't come home when you asked me to.
Oh. It's okay. The doctors think that you're gonna be just fine.
Liar.
I can see.
We gotta burn the rainforest. Some toxic waste. Pollute the air and rip up the ozone. Just maybe if we screw this planet up enough. They won't want it anymore.
Wait. Don't do this to yourself. Listen to me. Are you listening to me? Everyone loses faith at some point in their life. Look at myself. I haven't spoken to God since your mother died. You know, sometimes we have to remember what we still have.
Like what?
Well, you still have your health. Come on, David, you need your rest. Come on, get off this freezing concrete floor before you catch cold. Come on.
What'd you say?
You mean about faith? Well, you see, a man can live his power.
Yeah, Derek.
I don't want you to catch cold. What is that? What's the matter with you?
Genius. My dad. A total genius. Wait. We got work to do. Get everybody down here right away.
Look at that.
Wow! Does that thing really fly out of space?
It most certainly does.
Sure doesn't look like it.
Get it here.
All right, Connie, what's this all about?
I have no idea.
Get everybody off the... All right, everybody. Clear the platform. Let's go. Come on. Major Mitchell, do you have a pistol?
What?
You got a gun?
Sergeant Casado.
See that coke can on top of the alien craft? Think you can shoot that thing off? Do it. Shoot it.
Sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, my fault. My fault. That coke can was protected by the craft's shield. We can't penetrate their defenses.
We know that already. What's your point?
Right. My point is, if we can't beat their defenses, then we got to get around them. Major, one more time. Any time.
How did you do that?
I gave it a cold. I gave it a virus. Computer virus.
Are you telling us you can send out a signal that will disable all their shields?
That's right, just like they used our satellites against us. We can use their own signal against them. If we plant a virus into that mother ship, it's going to then filter down into all the corresponding ships below.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Just how exactly do we infect the mothership with this virus?
We're going to have to fly their alien craft out of our atmosphere and dock with it. We can enter here, as shown in the satellite photos. We then upload the virus. We then set off some kind of explosion, which will disable it, and that will disorient the smaller ships below, and that could buy it, I think, at least some time to take them down, do your stuff.
This is ridiculous.
How long would the shields be down?
I don't know, a matter of minutes.
You want us to coordinate a massive worldwide counterstrike with a window of only a few minutes?
The shields down, that might be possible.
Oh, please. We don't have the manpower or the resources to launch that kind of a campaign. Not to mention that this whole cockamamie plan is dependent on a machine that no one in this world is qualified to operate.
I wouldn't say that, sir. I've seen these things in action, and I'm well aware of their maneuvering capabilities. With your permission, General, I'd like the opportunity to try.
That thing is a wreck. Crash landed back in the 50s. We don't even know if it's capable of flying.
Jim, remove the clamps. Questions?
Let's do it.
All right, you heard the president. Let's get this thing prepped.
Good luck, Pilot.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Virus.
Your idea. That's right. You really think you can fly that thing?
You really think you can do all that bullshit you just said?
I understand you are upset over the death of your wife, but that's no excuse for making another fatal mistake.
No, the only mistake I ever made was to appoint a sniveling little weasel like you as Secretary of Defense. Did you understand?
However...
there's one mistake I am thankful to say that I don't have to live with, Mr. President.
Mr. Nimzicki, you're fired.
Let's organize every plane we can find and get us some goddamn pilots to fly them.
Yes, sir.
He can't do that.
Well, he just, did.
Has attempted to compile a list of casualties and losses, but information is sketchy at best.
Well, we know we've lost the Belgian contingent in the Sinai. There's a strong possibility there may be more reinforcement hiding in the Golan Straits.
What the hell's he saying?
It seems they're getting a signal. Old Morse code.
From the Americans.
They want to organize a counteroffensive.
It's about bloody time. What do they plan to do?
I need to establish a smoke status in the ship.
Когда они будут наступать?
We have confirmed reports of combat-ready divisions in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia.
That's impressive, considering it's all being done with the
Morse code.
Air forces here?
We have sufficient aircraft for the battle plan, but...
But what?
Pilots are coming up short.
Go and find them.
Ham radio operators from New York to Japan trade rumors of military forces in hiding, unwilling to reveal themselves for fear of annihilation.
Thank you. What we're planning at this time is to launch counteroffensive. However, with our depleted manpower, we're asking that anyone with any flight experience come forward. Military training is preferable, but anyone who can fly a plane would be useful.
Okay, good. I'm fly. I'm pilot.
All right, guys, listen up.
All right, pay close attention. These F-18s are very different than the jets you piloted before.
Kind of strong.
You have to forgive the expression, but you're about to get a crash course in modern avionics. How far did you get?
Keep it coming. Okay, you got it.
All right, listen up. Before we can begin, we're going to have to get a little background information on your flight experience. Let's start with you.
Me? Well, I'm Russell Kaser. And after Nam, I got into crop dusting. And been doing that ever since. On a personal note, sir, I'd just like to add that ever since I was kidnapped by aliens 10 years ago, I've been dying for some payback. And I just want you to know that I won't let you down.
You have one tactical nuclear missile. We're loading into this launcher we're installing under the right wing. This is the firing mechanism. Be attached to the ship's main console.
Just like the AMRAAM launch pad on a stealth.
Except the nuke will not detonate at impact. You'll have 30 seconds to get your asses out of there. Good luck, gentlemen.
30 seconds.
Tell them.
Well, it's the strongest radio transmitter we could get. They'll tell us when you've uploaded the virus.
30 seconds? Don't you think that's cutting it a little too close?
Oh, we're going to be well on our way back home before we shoot that thing off.
Why you? David! I don't understand why you can't show someone else how to plant the virus. Someone who is trained.
Oh, no, something may go wrong. I'm going to have to think quickly, adjust the signal. Who knows? Hey, you know how I'm like I'm always trying to save the planet? Here's my chance.
Now he gets ambitious.
It's too tight.
Well, I'll have to borrow it. Let me see. Okay. Oh, I guess that's good enough. So, how do I look? Oh, thank you. You're a lot of help. You're late.
Well, you know me.
I know. You like to make a big entrance.
Listen, before we do this, I just want to say I'm sorry.
Sorry for what, babe?
I should have done this a long time ago.
Do you have the ring?
Yes, sir. Here, make yourself useful.
Ow.
Witnesses?
Oh.
You got hung up.
Well, let's get this show on the road. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Any person who can show good cause why these two should not wed, please speak now or forever hold your peace. Steve, will you take this woman to be your wedded wife, to live together with her in the holy state of matrimony? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health? And forsaking all others, keep yourself only for her as long as you both shall live.
I will.
Morning.
young.
That they are.
They look a little nervous.
I need all flight crews to report to their designated areas immediately.
Major. Marlin.
Sir.
Good morning. Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution. But from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live. To exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Jumpsuit for you, and the rest of your gear squared away in this duffel. You got your choice of help.
Mr. President, I'd sure like to know what you're doing.
I'm a combat pilot, Will. I belong in the air.
Okay, so let's get you airborne right over here.
No, as soon as I get back, we're gonna light those fireworks, all right?
Yeah. Take these. Just in case.
Where's
you gotta find some cigars. I can't.
Here. Take these. My last two.
You are a lifesaver.
Almost put a hex on the whole damn thing.
Drink it.
have Victory Dance. Not until the fat lady sings.
Oh, yes, okay.
This is important.
Fat lady. I gotcha.
Open launch tunnel.
Gonna do this the whole way?
Let's make sure your seat backs and tray tables are in their upright and locked position.
Yeah. Is it?
Rock and roll. Oops.
Oops. What does that mean? What do you mean?
No, I got it. I'm putting some jerk didn't put.
I know what I mean. When I say oops, what do you mean saying oops there?
Well, you say we try that one again, huh?
Yes, yes. Yes, without the oops. That's the... That way.
I have got to give me one of these!
What was that? Don't do that.
Just trying to get a feel for old girl, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't leave her alone. Really?
Look, not yet.
Steve!
You're all secure, sir.
Gray, do you read me?
Roger, Eagle One. Our primary target has shifted course.
Which way are they headed?
I think our secret's out. They're headed straight for us.
ETA, 26 minutes.
Oh.
Still with me over there?
What the hell was I thinking? Oh.
Ooh. I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Head straight forward. Bringing us in.
When the hell was you going to tell me?
Oops.
We got to work on our communication.
Engage until we've confirmed the package has been delivered.
Roger.
Mitchie, what happens if that thing gets here before the virus is planted?
Well, man, this facility is buried deep within the mountain. It should provide us some protection.
Great. What about the people outside?
Cut our sail. We get incoming.
they're preparing an invasion.
Eagle One, the package is being delivered.
Stand by to engage.
Roger. Eagle One, check left.
We have an emergency situation. We need everyone to grab everything they can. Only what you can carry. We need to get you inside to in.
The virus is in. All we can do now is pray.
Delivery complete. Engage.
Delivery complete. It's a go. It's a go.
Eagle One. Box Three.
Gentlemen, this is it. Come on, come on, come on. Virus ineffective. Disengage. Get your people out of there.
Disengage.
Right flank, follow suit.
Hold on, Command. I want another shot at it.
Sir, I strongly recommend you disengage.
Eagle One. Fox Three.
Squadron leaders, fire at will, fire at will, fire at will.
We're going in. Squadron leaders, take point.
Eagle 6 at 7.
Eagle 5 at 3.
Eagle 1, box 2.
Eagle 20, box 2.
Evasive maneuvers, squadron leaders, evasive maneuvers. Prepare to engage.
Baby, I've got you.
Payback's
a bitch, ain't it?
Okay. Job's done. Let's go home.
Gladly.
What's up?
It's stuck.
What?
It's not responding. It's stuck.
Yeah, try it again.
Steve! Hey, what the hell are you doing?
It's not me. They're overriding the system. Oh, shit! Hide.
Oh. Everybody,
hands. Come on in.
Ma, Koleno, Ashen, Eloheinu.
I'm not Jewish.
Nobody's perfect.
Who's Brachim?
God. Who are they? This is my last night on Earth. I don't want to die a virgin.
If we do, we'll both die virgins. But at least we'll be together.
Eagle 7, Fox 2.
Eagle 3, Fox 2.
We're running out of missiles, sir. We're just not causing enough damage. It's settling directly over us.
They're preparing to fire their primary weapon.
And let's take it out before it takes us out.
Target at 12 o'clock.
My God, they're everywhere.
Bandits on our tail. They're locked up.
I see them.
All right, squadron leaders, I want a weapons check.
Quick to interlock bus 6.
You're out of time. You've got to disable it now.
I'm in range. Locking on. I've got to.
Eagle 1, Fox 2.
That is a negative impact.
That is an NI negative impact.
I'm out of missile. Eagle 2.
I'm on it.
Jesus.
Sir, all missiles have been fired.
You're out of time. Get your ass out of there.
We're not done yet.
Get as far away as you can.
Doesn't anyone have any missiles left?
Sorry I'm late, Mr. President.
Kind of got hung up back there.
Pilot, you armed?
Armed and ready, sir. I am Packet.
Who is that guy?
Put him on speaker.
Pilot, identify yourself.
It's me, Russell Case, sir.
I told you I wouldn't let you down.
Just keep those guys off me for a few more seconds, will you?
Okay, Echo Niner, Echo 7, take flanking positions. I want you to look after this guy, okay?
All right, boys, let's give Mr. Case some cover. Gentlemen, let's plow the road.
We'll draw them off and it'll be all yours.
Look out! Let it through!
I've got tone. Eagle 20. Box 2. Eagle 20. Box 2. It's jammed.
You won't fire.
Do me a favor. Tell my children I love them very much.
All right, you alien asshole. In the words of my generation, up yours!
Dad, what's he doing?
Come on, baby. Come on, baby, come on.
Good luck, buddy.
Hello, boys! I'm back!
did was very brave. You should be proud of me.
I am.
Take him out, General. Spread the word. Get out of the line to every squadron around the world. Tell them how to bring those sons of bitches down.
What do you think? Checkmate. Wow, it's funny. I always thought that things like these would kill me.
Pleasure.
Steve, you too.
There's only one thing left to do.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
You think they have any clue what's about to happen to him?
Oh, not a chance in hell. Good night.
Peace!
Yes, 130 seconds.
I ain't heard no fat lady!
Forget the fat lady. You're obsessed with the fat lady. Drive us out of here.
Oh. They're chasing us. Oh, really? You think?
I took your chance.
We're not hit! We're not hit! Stop that sea drop!
Left. Tunnel, tunnel. Exit, exit, left.
Where the hell do you think I'm going?
Okay, okay. We're Uh-oh, they're closing up on us. Is that closing?
Shut up!
Go faster. You must go faster. Must go faster. Go, 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 go!
Oh! Elvis has left the building!
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, I love you.
world, Tom. We got them beat. How about our two delivery boys? Any word from them?
We lost contact with Captain Hiller and Levinson nearly 20 minutes ago.
Hold it. Hold on, sir. I've got something on radar.
Well done, Captain.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Good. Not bad.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Not too bad at all.
Oh, so this is healthy?
Oh, I can get used to it.
Happy 4th of July, Daddy.
Same to you, Munchkin.
Didn't I promise you fireworks?